The Vox Markets Podcast.
It's 12 o'clock. Welcome to Taking Stock on the 4th of December, 2023. It's miserable and damp outside, but it's warm and cheery here. Look, I'm in my grotto. Hope you're well, everyone. I was just clicking on an article there about UK Hunt saying a public freeze will end. Public investment freeze is going to stop. So I'll look at that later. But hope you're well, everyone. And don't forget, hit that like button if you could. And share it. Subscribe is very important. We've got to hit 5,000 by year end. Otherwise, it's show over. Been a short but nice run anyway. But never mind. We could get there if we have a late surge. Who doesn't like a late surge, eh? Okay. So I want to ask you, right? I mean, Bitcoin and gold is rallying. Now, I understand why Bitcoin's rallying. Gold, maybe because there's easing going on. But Bitcoin versus gold, which has more upside? Do you have exposure to either, whether, you know, in the pure form of ETFs or just Bitcoin, or maybe, you know, gold miners, or you have companies related or listed to Bitcoin in the UK market? Let me know. Let me know which you've exposed it to, because I think it's a very good rule of thumb sample take here. See which is getting more popular. I do think Bitcoin is a bit more accessible now, do you? Oh, yeah. In the last 60 days, Bitcoin has risen by 50%, and gold has risen by 14%. But gold is nearly breaking all-time highs. I'll show you the chart in a bit. Bitcoin, of course, has been up at 69,000. It's now close to 42. Let me know, before we get into some chat and some comments, let's have a look at the indices here this morning, see what's happening across the markets. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'll get rid of that. FTSE 100, down 0.41%. Biggest rise there is Rolls-Royce. And Ocado, John's favourite stock. He loves Ocado. Smith DS, apparently Barclays got a note out saying 360 is a target price there. JD Sports Fashion. Is it fashion? Fallers today, Anglo-American, a lot of the miners there coming down. The commodities actually taking a bit of a knock today, apart from gold. Well, in fact, let's have a look at here's the indices. Oh, look at that, the FTSE 250, look at that. It's up 11% since the low. Of course, it's a 20%. That is a new bull market. But let's have a look at some of the commodities, because they are taking a bit of a, well, into, look at Brent crude, down almost 3%. Gold, here's gold. It's against the grain, but look at that. If you scroll out, it's tried to break this level several times. And in fact, recently, look at that, it spiked up to over 2,100. 2,150 it went to, and it's pulled back a bit. That's a good move. And you spike above previous highs of that, 1, 2, 3, 4 highs, it's breaking up there. Let's have a look at Bitcoin. Is it a commodity? What is Bitcoin? What is it? It's a really odd thing, isn't it? It is mad. Just this digital mining by algorithms, pretty much, and difficulty. Yeah, up 60%, really rallying. But if you go back, previous highs, of course, was, let's say, close in 67,554 on the 8th of November. It was Monday. Wow, where are we? It's a couple of years, 2021, 2 years. That's a long. Do you know what I'm starting to see? I don't know about you. Are you thinking the market's a bit more liquid, especially riskier assets like sort of Bitcoin, so that smaller caps, micro caps? I'm seeing a bit more liquidity happening. What's your thoughts on that? Good comment here. And thank you for you win the first commenter prize. It's from Convergy. Convergy says, apologies. But when you start talking about Bitcoin, thereby giving it credibility as an investment asset, then I really do start worrying about how sensible this YouTube channel really is. It's not that sensible. There is no way to value Bitcoin, Converge says. What did Charlie Munger think about Bitcoin? I think he called it rat poison square, didn't he? That's what he said. But let me say something, Converge. Anything... You can put a value to anything. I'm assuming you're thinking about traditional valuation metrics, okay? How do you value gold then? How is that valued? It's almost as old as Bitcoin. It's actually a shiny metal that comes from the ground. It has very limited industrial use. Yet it's valued at $2,100 an ounce. So How is that valid? What's the valuation metric there? I have no idea. Same as Bitcoin. If people are spending, in fact, I mean, John said a while back, if people are spending money on it, you know, that's the value there. It's what people perceive as the value, isn't it? It's basically what people are willing to pay for it. Doesn't matter what it is. Remember a while back, people were paying £1 million for monkey NFTs. Remember that? How do you value those? They were the future. So it's like anything, you know, value is ascribed from the user. If you buy it, like I say, if you bought Bitcoin when it was hit the low, where was Bitcoin the low? Let's look at this. It went down to recent low in Bitcoin, what, $15,000. Now, that's value creation right there, isn't it? If you bought it there and sold it recent high, you've created some value. How do you value it? I don't know. But you could say if the use is going up, it's like anything. The more people that use Bitcoin, the more valuable it becomes, or more people that hold it or trading it, the more valuable it becomes, isn't it? So how do you value anything, essentially? I'm assuming you're talking about valuing companies. Okay, you can value companies on many different metrics, but maybe we shouldn't be using traditional valuation metrics here. You know, if you value a company on profits or sales, EBITDA, you know, you can't do it like that with a commodity, can you? How do you value anything? How do you value copper, essentially? Let me know your thoughts there. Bitcoin or gold? What is more upside? And are you biased in that? Do you have exposure to Bitcoin or gold? Let me know in some way. It doesn't have to be a direct exposure. It can be through a company. Because, I mean, now you get sort of, certain companies rallying. In fact, one of the most read day is Argo Blockchain. Phenomenal riser. One of the best risers ever. You know, look at that. Look at that chart. Many of you know, I sold that down here. and it went on to do gangbusters. What did it do? Literally. Close to 3,000%. In what? In 70 days? Wow. That is crazy, isn't it? Absolutely nuts. Crazy nuts. And also, what is it? Well, what other players are there on the UK stock market? It's Quantum Blockchain, which of course is in trying to improve the mining rate efficiency of Bitcoin miners. There we are. It's spiky. Now, the reason why Bitcoin is rallying apparently is two reasons. They're saying one is the halving that's going to happen next year. Of course, it's got a hard limit of 21 million Bitcoin. I don't believe that. I think Nagasaki, whatever his name is, could probably up that if he wanted to. That would crash Bitcoin. Everyone assumes this guy who no one knows who it is going to stand by his word of just having 21 million Bitcoin out there. It's up to him, isn't it? His rules. Can it change? I don't know. Does anyone know that? Does anyone know if it can change? At least with gold, we know there's a certain mineable amount in the world. But Bitcoin is digital. Think about digital. It's scalable, isn't it? You can up the supply if you want. Easy. Let me know anyway what your thoughts on Bitcoin is or gold. What has more upside? Let me know. Gregory, I hate Bitcoin, but there's money to be had trading it. That's it. I think maybe we shouldn't be so pious about it. It's a trading vehicle. It's a speculating vehicle. That's all it is, isn't it? Really? It's not going to be a currency. I mean, people believe that is, or it's a store of value. I suppose it's a more efficient store of value than gold, isn't it? How would you store gold? Bitcoin has greater upside because the masses seem to think it's the future of currency. Do the masses think that? Or do the hodlers, the Bitcoin hardliners? The halving event is generating upside speculation. Yeah, and the ETF apparently is going to launch. What was that? It's an article. It's going to launch in 2024, they reckon, the ETF. Steve, Mr. Steve, to me, plenty of youngsters. I love youngsters. Plenty of youngsters. Max Bitcoiners, yeah. Hang on, I'm on the wrong screen. Plenty of youngsters and generally lose on crypto. And we have Robinhood coming to the UK, so it could get worse. Many of them have no idea how to trade stocks. Social media is huge re-crypto. It is, yeah. But in my mind, when that happens, right, it's not one-way traffic. It's too many people on one side of the boat. Something may have to happen. If Bitcoin becomes, like I said, the more mass adopted it is, the more chance of, you know, regulation. Isn't that the case? Let's look. Informer. Yeah, I have zero exposure to crypto, and that's why it will go up forever. Yeah, that's the case. Well, it's annoying because I did have exposure to Bitcoin about 8,000, my 8,000 level, and it wasn't going to do anything, and I got out, lost patience. I have read that antique furniture was valuable because boomers liked it, but it's losing value because younger people think it's too dark. Value is not necessarily intrinsic to dark. Wow. There's KR1 as well. There's another KR1. Oh, I haven't got the chart. It's Aquis, isn't it, KR1? It's not on the chart there. KR1 is my blockchain holding. Crypto and blockchain apps aren't the same. Some blockchain apps will be huge. Yeah. Dagger. THR is looking interesting on the uranium find, but cash in the bank looks rather low to exploit it. Okay. Let's look at... what's that? Thor. Is it Thor Energy? Oh, yeah, look at that. Nasty downtrend there. Anyway, keep your comments coming. I'll come back to that in a bit. Looking at the benefits, your exposure, what will go up more. But also, there is the traveling, isn't it? The expectation of the halving, the expectation of the ETF. That's what pushes things up. You often find when it happens, it'll come back. Let's look at the front page of Vox here. A couple of hydrogen plays out today. ITM, trading in line, and AFC, you've got this, demonstrates the world's largest ammonia to hydrogen modular cracker system. I like that, especially Christmas. Can't follow anything with the word cracker in it. Crypto rally boys, Argo blockchain, Corner blockchain. Cambridge Nutritional Sciences expands educational program and broadens industry ties. And Paul there chatting about, that's Lauren, that's Paul, of course, which can obviously tell the difference there. Equals achieves information security milestone with ISO, IEC, I'm not getting it right, it's certification. Anyway, having trans there, it's a good bit of articles in there, but let's look at what's most followed here. On the most read, in fact, Golden Metal Resources is most followed there, GMET. And I'm assuming they're in gold because gold is rallying. I do think if the gold price has got a lot, it's going to go. It's going to go above. Once it breaks, I think it could go really, really hard, really aggressive. That's GMET. In fact, let's go back to gold. It is an interesting chart. It struggles so much to get to that level. But look at that. It's never spiked that high. Let me just get rid of that. Let me just clear it. I'll make my screen. Hang on, bear with me a second. I'll try and make my screen a bit bigger. Okay, I don't know if that helps. It's never looked spiked that high before. That is a bullish sign. Really is. Gold just trades in a range for ages, isn't it? Look at that. And down here, 2013 to pretty much 2009. Hey, that's interesting. So it did sell a rally after the great financial crash. Of course, money printing. So maybe that's what's happening here with gold, isn't it? I assume. If the interest rates are going to come down and money printing is going to happen, then gold is going to rally. That's gold most followed. PFC, apparently they're going to sell their assets on then and trouble bonds and all that stuff. Equals, couple of stocks there. So Avacta, a shareholder update to review AVA 6000 phase one data, they've got an investor meet. And whenever Avacta releases something, it's very well read. AVA, what's the chart doing? Just look at the chart for a little bit. excuse me. Oh, it's coming off a bit. So you can see there, a series of lower highs breaking down below the 50-day moving average now. A golden cross is, of course, when the 50-day crosses the 200-day upwards, which is a positive sign. But unless the price can stay above the 50-day moving average, then it sort of negates that, because, of course, that's going to roll over the price. So what you want to do is get above that line there. It needs to get above that 140 again to, you know, pull it back up. But if it gets slumping over, then, of course, it'll just roll down slowly. This will slowly catch up a little bit later, and then you may have that happening again, which is, of course, the death cross. But it's been in a range for a long time, Avacta. All right, what else is there? Argo Blockchain, Noventa. Let's have a look what they've been doing then. I know they've got a lot of debt because when things are going crazy and money was cheap, they went crazy on the old debt there. But provide operation update for November, during the month of November. 145 Bitcoin or Bitcoin equivalents. That's 4.8 BTC per day. I still can't take it seriously, but I do think it's nuts. It is fairy dust, isn't it? These machines mining a digital asset that has levels of complication to solving puzzles and things. You win sort of currency off made up currency. It is crazy. But like I said, if people are, ascribing value to it. People are trading it. That gives it value. Whether we regard it as value or not, having intrinsic value, it doesn't matter, does it? Anyway, the company was able to increase its daily Bitcoin production in November by 5% compared to the prior month, despite a 9% increase in monthly average network difficulty in November compared to October. Mining revenue, November, amounted to $5.3 million, an increase of 25% compared to the prior month. The increase in revenue was driven primarily by the increase in the price of Bitcoin. As of the 30th of November, the company's HODLed remains at 21 Bitcoin. So what's that? 21 times, say, 40 grand. 840. All right. Oh, okay. I thought there was more than that. So that's Argo. Look, what else is happening here? Mike Frazier taking a bit more of boohoo, it looks fit. He's, didn't he reduce some last week? Or was it ASOS? He's messing around with all of them, isn't he? But up from 16.5 to 17.2. I did have an alert. I put lots of alerts on companies I'm not particularly going to invest in, but I just like to see where they're going. And it did, here we are. It is a downward trend. I mean, but it needs to break sort of 36, doesn't it, really? To get above that previous high. But, it was in this range, and it broke down below 32. But it needs to get above that. So it's not looking bullish pretty much. What else we got? What's this? Update in debt fund. Is this vast? Oh, okay. Debt owed to Mercuria, written translated agreement. Announced that, as announced on 6th November, a totality of the debt owed to Mercuria did be repaid on or before the 30th of November. The company is currently in discussions with Alpha and Mercuria regarding arrangements that allow a further extension to finalise the settlement of its historic claims outlined in previous announcements. The company, so they're just trying to push out that deadline date. What can they do? So, we owe you money, can't pay it now. Do you want to extend the deadline? Yeah, go on then. Might as well. We're not getting our money, are we? ITM Power, I know a lot of people trade this. I don't, talking about valuations, right? I don't get the valuations of hydrogen companies. So you've got here, this is for the 6 months to the 31st of October they're talking about. In summary, the expected unaudited financial results for the year are as follows. $7.5 million for the year. Adjusted EBITDA loss between $22 and $23 million, trending well against lower end full year guidance of $45 to $55 million. So looking at losing about, let's say $50 million a year. And they're on revenue of what? They're saying between, let's say $15 for the year revenue and losing $50 million. So you add those together, you're going to have to do $65 million to break even, pretty much. Net cash at the end of the year was $253 million. They've got cash, that's good. With an outflow in H1 of $28 million. It's rising 13% on this. Because it's $361 million. It's not far off cash, really. What's the cash again? But that cash is going down, of course, by around about $50 million a year. 253. What's your thoughts on ITM? It's struggling, isn't it? You can see that. Look at that. When money was cheap and we had the bull market, it was flying. Now, though, you say companies like this are going to struggle to raise anywhere near the amount they used to raise in the old bull market. So that's why there's a little bit of worry there. And, revenue... what's the EV there? What, 60, is it? Yeah. There you are. There's one other though. I thought it was quite interesting. Actually, I do like out of the plays here. I do like what AFC are doing. I don't really understand it. World's first ammonia cracking pilot. He's a cracking pilot, really is. You seen him fly that plane? Unbelievable. Anyway, they commence the largest ammonia to hydrogen modular cracking demonstration operation worldwide. Cracker system designed to deliver 140 tons of fuel cell grade hydrogen per annum. That's 400k per day. The hydrogen from the cracker plant targeted for sale in FC's hydrogen's energy H power generators. H power, I should say. It's not H, it's H. Because they. Tangible demonstration of ammonia roles in supporting global hydrogen trade with ammonia supplied to Rotterdam. I do like the way they're going. A letter of intent now signed with trading arm of large European energy company to market cracker adoption. Successful demonstration of pilot plan highlights the significance of unrealized value in AFC's energy's ammonia cracker technology. Yeah, okay. So what's the market cap here? 109. What cash do they have? Let's have a look. Interim results. They had 4.3. Did it say? Come on, financial highlights. Here we are. Cash of 32 million. Okay. And how much did they lose? 6.3. That's a lot more manageable, isn't it? I think. Then again, you know, ITM has been the poster child, hasn't it? Sometimes you're looking for, you know, a trading play. Normally the poster child, the one with the hype around it, tends to move faster. But I think that's a bit more sensible there on the hydrogen plays. I don't hold, by the way, either of them. Let's look. Elsaid, max Bitcoin amount is hard coded. It can't change. Saying it can't change makes this about as much sense as saying one can turn an Audi into a Ferrari with a snap of their fingers. I'm assuming, Elsaid, you hold Bitcoin, yeah? If something's hard coded, can it be changed? Or not? Where is it hard coded? I don't understand. I don't understand this. How much do we know about Bitcoin? Where is the hard code? Encoding what? I don't understand. William Buffett said, "Don't invest in anything you don't understand." For that reason, I don't invest in Bitcoin. That is true. Yeah, I mean, you can make trading it. I'm sure you can make some money. I mean, look at the charts. Got to get out of Bitcoin miners. The halving event will make mining uneconomical. Could be a good idea to short. Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah. It gets harder, doesn't it, for them? But also, there's if youngsters, as I think Steve said, is it Mr. Steve? I think Mr. Steve. Yeah, youngsters. If youngsters, right now, you assume we're told that the younger generation are more concerned about the environment, aren't they? Because you know they're living in the future. Well, they will be. Well, they'll be. So are we. But they'll be living in more of the future than me and you and I. And the environmental concerns around Bitcoin is quite worrying, isn't it? The amount of energy needed to have these people sort of just mining this fairy dust for Ghazi. It's nuts, really. It is crazy. So at what level do people say, "I don't care, I'm making money," you know, versus the impact on the environment? At what level do you say, "This is not good to the environment, guys"? It's a silly little token. Rivers is off. Ethereum changed the rules, going from proof of work to proof of stake, yeah, which was a massive job behind the scenes, yeah. Maybe that's what it should be. Silver Bullet. Did our mate really take up the entire placing allocation? Yes. I did say that. You know, I got an associate, I say, called me up and asked me about what stocks I liked. And I said, by the way, if you're interested, I've done another video on Silver Bullet this weekend. It's quite a funny story. Yeah, he just called me up and said, "What do you like?" And I showed him the video of what I liked. I said, my most recent investment is a Silver Bullet. He said, "Oh, okay, I'll look into this." And then he just said, "I've taken a substantial amount of this company." So I looked at the volume the previous day, and there wasn't much volume there, really. I said, why have you taken the... And the pacing came out then. And so I did say, I text him saying, did you take part in the placing? Take part? So I took it all. So there we are. There we are. Crypto is a gift for criminals. Needs to be regulated. Yeah, there is that. But it is more trackable, isn't it, than just cash? Because, you know, criminals deal in cash as well. So, Informer, more UK money went to crypto than into ISAs last year. Well, not surprised. Look at the market. Yeah, is that true? Wow, that's no. Well, cash ISAs or investment ISAs? What are you talking about? Not all of them. Investment ISAs, yeah. Gold moves on topped out interest rates. Powell tried to prick the bubble on Friday, but markets seem to know we're on for lower rates in 2024. 5 US drops consensus now. Yes. I genuinely think, ladies and gentlemen, get yourselves into some decent companies that have been hammered. 2024, I honestly believe, is going to be a cracking year for the equity markets. And if you look at it, I don't know what I was looking at, a fund recently, just looking at the returns on this fund, all right? And they'd never had, I think it was Vanguard or Allshare, I think it was, but they'd never had like more than two quarters in the bull market. It was launched in, like, I think, 2011, this it was like a 100% strategy, Vanguard. It's got 8,000 stocks in it around the world. But it's never had, I think, three quarters of negative return. And it has. Even when it's had two negative return quarters, it's really outperformed the next quarter. So this time you're thinking, it's like a cold spring, the markets. I genuinely think that's going to happen. Honestly, we're going to have a blowout year next year. Strap in. I mean, it'll be some big sell-offs as well. But I think generally, liquidity will come back. You can start to see that already. I do think almost gold and Bitcoin are barometer, you know, for risk. And that's why they're rallying a little bit. I mean, there's obviously a bit of rumours about Bitcoin, ETF and halving and all that stuff. But, people are taking... and you'll start to see it. Once the market starts to move, that's why charts are very important. Like I said, momentum is very important. People like to buy rising prices. You'll see on Vox, on the front page, the most followed companies generally are companies that have risen a lot. You're thinking, you've missed it. You've missed it. You know, you should have been investing in this company when the stock price was low, the value was good. Now, of course, as the share price goes up, there's less potential. And people don't seem to understand that. But momentum can carry it beyond any sort of broker forecast for most companies because people are just piling into it. And a rising price attracts buyers. Conversely, a falling price attracts sellers. And that's why momentum is very important. But once the markets start to see inflow and they start to move, that's the thing. Once they substantially move, this fuels, more inflow. Prices rise, more inflow. It's self-fueling. It is like a tsunami. It will be a tsunami of liquidity next year in the markets. I believe that. Gregory, no dividend with gold. Wonder if gold is affected by Christmas. Would buying more jewellery have an effect? I don't know. I think it's more affected by central banks. And if you look at, I think the biggest three countries, I read that recently, acquiring gold, like China, Russia, and some other, was it Kazakhstan? I don't know, some other company. Or Saudi, I think maybe Saudi. Gregory, Diwali in India probably has more influence on gold price than Christmas. True, yeah, it's a huge, isn't it? Buying opportunity in gold there. Justin, haven't you seen the Matrix Bitcoin? What is that? P6 Jedi? I don't know. I don't know what that is. Frazier's. I'm missing it. Frazier's not high tech, but CEO and CFO incentive is to get the SP to £15. If he does, it CEO gets 100 million. This is from Graham. Results due next 2 weeks. Lovely graph, PE low, and they keep buying shares in ASOS, so cash is good. Is that true? CFO incentivized get SP to 15. Where are we on Frazier's? Let's look here. Mike Frazier. Oh, yeah. That's a good-looking chart, that. You know, it's like I said, three states of a chart, isn't there? Remember this always, okay? There's a downtrend, range, and uptrend. And if you're going to get downtrend, range, breaking up, uptrend. And now we've had a bit of a range. Needs to sort of break out above these previous highs to get back in uptrend. So, yeah, but it's a good run. We're going to come from literally £2 to £9. Wow. And the DASFACAS crash, it hit literally 174. God, Mike Fraser's laughing all in the bank, isn't he? What did you say? Just buy a couple more Boohoo today. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll do it Assos. Then Boohoo, then sell a little bit, then buy a little bit. I just think he's just messing around, isn't he? He seems to enjoy life. You know, that's the main thing. Can you look at Wise PLC? William says, looks like it's going to shoot the lights out. Oof. I looked at Wise, was it about a week back, I think? Not on here, just putting it through the spreadsheet. But very interesting company, but not cheap, are they? Let's have a look. Wise, share screen. Oh, yes, yeah, so I've marked the charts here with I've put this in. Just you get this, almost cup handle formation where it rallies, you get this, net supply coming in, drying up, net demand comes up, up it comes. But let's look at because Wise is like the results are quite good, but you're thinking that's not cheap. 8.1 billion market cap, right? And all the directors are buying. Interim results. Where's it? I hate that. To me, there's a lot of noise, textual noise. That outlook. Here we go. Yeah, revenue up 25% to 4. It's nuts, isn't it? So, gross profit before tax. So let's say you're in 200 million. And then that's for interims, yeah? So let's say there's 400 million. What is that? It's, 4 billion would be 10. That's a 20 pretty much. But the growth is very good there. Look at that. Interest income, 840 million. But top line, even 25%. For an £8 billion company, that's some good growth. So, yeah. So PE 20. But, of course, that kind of growth, that will bring that down. So very interesting-wise, yes. Sorry, but distracted here. ITM, AFC, rise today. Some good news from it's a small tiddler in the FX market. It's up 28% day. Cornerstone FS. Trading above market expectations. Like I said, this is what I want. I've got no replies yet on AI people out there who can actually scrape RNSs to search for this phrase here. Materially ahead of current market expectations. On a daily basis, I like to have a little platform where I just hit search from all the RNSs and you come up with this. Materially ahead of market expectation or ahead or beating. But this, it's not a big, it's a tiny, it's a micro cap, 8.47. In fact, it's obviously a bit higher today. But they're saying revenue and for the year, what's it going to be? I think it's about 8 million for the year, I think. Top line. So, on a sales basis, they are just about breaking even, I think, but on a sales basis, they are like one-time sales. And this kind of company, you assume have good gross margin. So, and I said, accordingly, the board continues to have great confidence in the future of the group. And it is rallying nicely today, CSFS, which is good because recently we've had quite a few profit warnings from companies in this space providing, FX protection hedges for companies dealing in different jurisdictions. I mean, you've got Argentex, Record, who else? I think Alpha came out with saying there's more competition. There's maybe these are the competitors that are taking the market share. Who knows? But it's a good looking chart. Like I say, a broker 200-day moving average here. At what level? 8p. And it's nicely up there. Big update day. Come down. Oof. Nice. That's Cornerstone. Petrofact, I don't know what they change around. They just released something. Deltex Medical, so commercial update, board changes, and new auditor. So they've got this True View monitor. They are, what do they actually do? Their True Value system uses proprietary hemodynamic monitoring technology to assist clinicians to improve outcomes for patients, as well as increase throughput and capacity for hospitals. They're saying the testing this thing is looking very good. They say confirming that the performance is equivalent or better than for existing device. Well, it's got to be better, hasn't it? Well, if it's equivalent, why would the hospitals change what they got? Anyway, but they're saying they're going to get started. And they took £1 million of costs out of the company as well. We are talking about a 3.2 million market cap. Interim results just out. Let's have a look. Revenues of 1.1. Oh, the loss isn't that big. So less than £500,000 loss. Cash in hand. Oh, I see the problem there. Oh, no, they completed a fundraise of 1.8 and debt. So they did raise some money in August. So they have, so that's 100 grand there is gone up to like 1.9 million. But what was it? DEMG. DEMG. Oh, there we are. I assume 2nd of August. Was that the last update? No, August. Was down here. Fundraise completion or restoration. Oh, they were suspended for some reason. Anyway, listen, I've been banging on too long. Let's finish the comments and I'll do some... let's look. ITM needs contracts before their money runs out in a few years' time. Yeah. Do you think Mike Ashley will nibble away at Dr. Martin's? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it's... I don't know. No. I don't know. It could do. It's a good brand, isn't it? He tends to go for like... companies that have, you know, digital infrastructure, all that stuff, so we can put them under one roof, I think. But I have no idea. Who knows? He could buy anything. Like Ashley, couldn't he? He just likes buying stuff. Well, that's cheap. I'm sure if you had his ear and you're his right-hand man, say, look at Dr. Martin's taking the hammering. Like, let's buy a few. I don't know what the plan is there, or strategy. Just seems to buy stuff that's been hammered and seemingly have no, you know, has limited future appeal. Ammonia is hydrogen moved around easily, but they need to reconvert it when it gets to the power. Yeah, and I understand that. So hydrogen, is it something like, has to be stored as something like minus 30 degrees in liquid forms, or even less than that? So, you know, that provides some logistical problems. So they can put it in ammonia, essentially, which is a higher level of liquidity. So minus five, something like that, I don't know. So it's easy to transport around. I think that's the case. FC is very closely linked with green shipping tech. Okay. Youngsters are like older people. They care about the environment until they make money. Yeah. Sorry, the stat was more people have investments in crypto than have an ISA in the official. Okay. And Convoy testing. And we doing it was spam, aren't you, Anne? And are you a spam, Anne? It worked. I've had that before. A little spam thing there. Fonzie, I'm building a nice little position, XPF, very cheap now, and really like what they're doing here. Hmm. Yeah, what's the chart in here? It's been, you have these little dips sometimes, and it's annoying for holders. But like I said, it makes it cheaper. They're going to be doing over 40 million revenue, you know, 24 million market cap, and profitable. It's a bit nuts. I don't know what's going on there. Sorry, I'm not showing the screen. But that there's that range there. Traditionally, when it does jump below that range, whenever they release an update, it rallies, which says to me that's very good, you know. And then it gets sold into, which is so annoying. There's a drip feeder in there somewhere. But sooner or later, that will dry up, and that's when you look at the trend and it'll just fly. But you know, but someone's drip feeding seems. Let's look at. It isn't just interest rates. Asset prices are helped by the Fed Reserve repo balance going down. Yeah. Oh, Anne, you're testing. Okay, Anne, sorry. I thought you were spam. You're not. No, I'm real, says Anne. Hi, Anne. Gold does have value in various industries, electronics, dentistry, medical tools, defense, aerospace, automotive, and it's rare and hard to extract. It's completely non-corrosive. Yeah, it is. No, it has limited industrial uses. You know, silver has more. That's why you think, why isn't silver valued more highly than gold? And why isn't copper? Copper is a similar color. It's more useful. It's also, you know, limited. But gold is just nice and shiny. Is that all it is? We are so superficial as humans. It just looks nicer, doesn't it? Gold, copper, gold just looks shinier. That's all it is. We all believe in charts now, apart from Paul and John. And C is a chief charting prophetess. Thanks, that's William. Deltix hit 30.5 pence in 2004. Yahoo, now 0.18 pence. So 30.5, yeah. Well, Anne is real. Okay, that's what I cover. I did see this. I didn't get time to put it in the article. I will do it in a bit. But UK Hunt says he hopes to reverse public investment freeze. He said on Monday that he hoped in future. Then, what are you talking about in future? You haven't got much of a future left, really, Jeremy. When's the election? You're going to fit a lot in a short space of time. I mean, I'm assuming they're just, you know, acting under the misrepresentation that they are going to win, or the delusion they are going to win the next election, which, let's be honest, it's odds against. I don't think you want declining public investment. I very much hope we'll be able to get back into place where we don't have to do that. In a government budget forecast published last month, British public sector net investment is forecast to fall steadily from 2.6% of GDP in the current financial year to 1.8% in the next financial year. Okay. What else is there? Something else here. I put that in there. I didn't finish it. Labour says, this is Labour saying, because they've been criticised by being a bit sort of, flaky with the public finances. Having said that, you know, look at the Conservatives. Sir Keir Starmer says, he won't turn on the spending taps. If that's how easy it is, they shouldn't, you know, those taps that they have, you just turn on and money comes out. Maybe they just put a lock those in a box. Spending taps. Why do they say stupid things like that? But he's set to warn that the UK will face huge constraints on public spending if his party win the next general election. He said anyone expecting Labour to quickly turn on the spending taps, way, turn them on, will be disappointed. If he goes in number 10, do you think he'd be looking for the spending taps? It comes as a think tank claimed the average household in the UK is more than £8,000 worse off than those in countries such as France and Germany. Growing the economy will be an election battleground for both major parties. And Spotify, by the way, is going to cut 20% of its workforce despite turning 55 million profit in its report. They're going to say, 1,500 people. They've already laid off 200 workers in June. Another 600 in January. It's not clear how many people will be affected in the UK, but 881 people are employed by Spotify in this country, which could suggest 150 jobs may be at risk. What have they got? Spotify kind of 601 million users, up from 345 million at the end of 2020. Apparently, they're looking to hit a billion by 2030. I use Spotify. I like it. I don't realize if you use it. Steve from the Weekend Podcast told me this, that if you subscribe to the premium, which is £12 a month, you get audiobooks as well. I'm listening to the Sam Bankman-Fried audiobook at the moment. Michael Lewis has written that. It's nuts. It's worth a listen. Absolutely crazy. Just in a different world. The meetings he was holding on Zoom, and he was basically playing computer games while he was talking to these people. And the money he was spending, just on politics as well, just phenomenal amounts. Wow. So it's worth a read. The Michael Lewis book on Sam Bankman-Fried of FX thing, whatever it's called. FX Central. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, thank you very much for that. Anne, I like it, Anne. You're right on ball. Silver's corrosive. Yeah, okay, cool. Tory used to send all Labour candidates to Rwanda just before election next year. Hey. Yes, silver is more conductive than copper, but it's more expensive. Might start being used in electronics going forward. There we are. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, hit that. Does that work now? Where's the balloons? There we are. hit that like button if you could. Subscribe to the channel. Very important to do that. Like I said, if you don't get 5,000 by the end of the year, we can still do it. Honestly, we are getting subscribers are going up. And the more we get, the more likely we can get more. If you share this And don't forget, download the Vox Markets app at voxmarkets.co.uk/app. It's free. All you have to do is, you know, register with your email, a valid email, and then, you know, follow companies you want news on in the future. And whenever they release news, you'll get it to the front screen of your smartphone when they release it. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. And speak to you tomorrow. Hopefully John's here tomorrow. Stop me waffling on so much. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.